There's been a lot of dashing in and out of the studio, Ali, with you on the phone and what have you. I'm thinking it is moving day today, yeah. So what, are you coordinating stuff still?
I'm so sorry. I know I am a little bit distracted today. So, and shout out to my big brother who's been landed with the job of foreman, meeting their removalist back in Brisbane, because Steve's up here with the girls at the Airbnb. So, yeah, I stayed down in Brizzy last night. I've had about 3 hours sleep anyway. Whinge, first world problems.
But you know what? You held it all together, and what a remarkable mum you are to manage a job and coordinate all the move. And
well, moving never goes smoothly. It is the worst job in the world. So last night I was on the phone to Steve. I'm in Brizzy, as I said. He's up here. And he goes, oh, I've just realised that the car that's on the driveway, we've got a little car, second-hand one for when I was living in Hobart. You know, I needed a car when I came up here. So just a dodgy second-hand car. So he goes, oh, and Steve loves driving it for some reason. He's obsessed with it. He drives it
everywhere. Well, he can hoon around the corner.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves it. He's one of your men driving around in the little dodgy car. He loves it. So he goes to me, oh, I've just realised I've got the key to that car up here.
Oh, that's a fat lot of good, isn't
it? Yeah, well, yeah, great. When you've got a removal truck coming at 6:45 in the morning.
Oh, and you can't get it out of the
way. So I just said to him, I said, well, you're going to have to bring it back. He goes, I'm not bringing it back. I'm too tired. I said, oh, well, great. I'll have to drive up, drive back, and then drive up again, will I? So we're having this argument. Anyway, so I rang my brother just to go, oh, my goodness. And, you know, my eldest brother is one of these guys that he's your go-to man. He just always knows everything. It's really supremely annoying at times, but a lot of the time it comes in handy. I'll often ring him and say, look, I've got to get to here. What's my best route? Should I take the gateway or should I go Ipswich motorway, whatever? So straight away he goes, look, don't worry about it. The removal truck won't park in the driveway because our driveway's on an angle. He said they'll need a flat surface so they don't need to access the driveway and there'll be enough room to get around the car. Problem solved.
That's awesome.
I panicked. I'd already organised my friend Mon to take the girls to school so Steve could drive home.
I would have got a bunch of mates to physically pick that car up and move it out onto the street.
Well, you probably could have.
You know?
You probably could have. But it just never goes smoothly, does it?
Yeah, it never does. But actually turn it upside down and then, Steve, you go sort it out afterwards.
Well, you know the next problem, Bilks?
What?
Is the real estate haven't got back to me. I don't even know when I can get the keys to get in. So the removal truck might be turning up and with no keys. Anyway, I'm over it. I'm so over it.
You know what?
Sorry for whinging, everyone.
I don't want to put the real estate on notice here, but maybe there's a case of break and enter.
No.
No, well, that won't work.
Kicked out before I move in.